back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the fun season, the aftermath, the afterglow of I don't want to call it a generational victory, but certainly from a home team, home crowd type of game, you will remember where you were when Adafi Owa stripped the ball. You'll remember where you were when John Harbaugh said, "Do you want to go for it? Let's go for it." They went for it. And the night that Lamar Jackson shook off the kryptonite, Dennis Kolatsos, when I was in the press room about 3 feet away from Lamar Jackson, because I sit in the front row. It's just a character trait. It's where I sit whenever I do anything. He had his mask on. But, you know, he's demonstrative, and you can sort of see him smiling through the mask or not. But he said, man, I always said kryptonite one time, you know. So the kryptonite is now off, and those who didn't believe can believe again. And I see you're wearing your lavender shirt today, Dennis Kolatsos.
I am. I really am. Look, it's always fun. A lot more fun with the home team wins versus losing. It would have been a disastrous loss. They would have dug themselves a deep hole going down 0-2, but they avoided that. And I guess Lamar has learned that whatever you put out there in the media takes life on its own. And even in the pregame show, the production on TV, they said, "Hey, the Chiefs are the Ravens' kryptonite." So Lamar has got to be careful.
Hold on, the kid wore gold shoes last night on Monday night. You know, you're asking for $40 million a year. Be worth $40 million a year. I paid $150 last night for my ticket. The seat next to me, the team was selling for $195, so they gave me a hell of a discount, right? For the tickets that I paid $35 for. Yeah. The lights go out now. It's like a hockey rink. You know, like it's a whole different. I looked around the stadium. It's 90% new people. When Ray Lewis is out there doing the Ray, I'm thinking, how many people have never seen this before? Wow. Lots of Lamar jerseys. Lots of people that, you know, probably weren't at games 20 years ago, right?
Well, look, I'm glad to hear it's a different crowd. And I'm also very happy for all the rookies of last year. Patrick Queen and Malik Harrison and Justin Madubuike to be able to experience the home crowd, right? That they didn't get the benefit of that last year. The place was deafening. You were there in person. I was home watching it on TV. Big ups to the fans. They were loud. You can see Patrick Mahomes covering his ears at several points during the game. So you can tell it was deafening in there, and it was just wonderful to see Baltimore football at the stadium once again.
Dennis, this is, I'm just making an offer to you, okay? Because of some situations, I happen to have a couple of front row tickets available next month for a couple of games. Maybe you want to return. If you do, the app wasn't working yesterday and I couldn't transfer them, but I'm going to try to transfer them if you need them. Dennis Kolatsos is here. Yeah, the excitement of being in there, I had a lot of observations, and I shared some of these with Luke because, I mean, the obvious of the game and the running backs were trying to figure out who's wearing what number and who's 71. Oh, that's Ellis. He's not even in the program, and Freeman's not in the program. Like, it's crazy what they've done in 2 weeks. Not top to bottom, whether it's Eric DaCosta and George Kikinis scouting them up, getting with their agents, getting them into the program so you can hand them the ball twice and they can run 31 yards on a run before I even figure out who they are, literally. And this offensive line where Villanueva looked like a turnstile on the right side last week, moves to the left, and he's pulling and smacking down on huge gainers, right? So all of that aside, the football, and I'll let you go on that. For me, the part where the fans and the experience, right? Like, I haven't been to a game in 2 years with fans. I walked to the game, didn't recognize people. Walked through the parking lot, said, "Who are these people?" Walked up into parties. A couple people said hello, but it's completely turned over, the fan base. You and a dozen other buddies of mine literally in the last week or two said, "Not going." Now I'm thinking, Chiefs, prime time, Mahomes, not kids, want to stay home, been at home, kids got my taste. Somebody, like a lot of my friends, this was the bail moment. Like literally, I had a lot of friends not at the game Sunday night who have been to 200 Ravens games in their life, right? And for whatever reason, this felt like a time to take some time down. The people that went And I was very worried about this because as I walked through, I'm like, there's a lot of people having, if not their first experience, an expensive experience, an experience where, yeah, they want to see Mahomes be the MVP and all that, but they don't want to see us get our ass kicked the way maybe we thought during the week that could happen. Dennis, when the game ended, so I spent the first half in the upper deck and it was not loud. I said to my wife, they're pumping in sound. In the pregame, they were pumping in sound. They were, the fan sound was not fully fanny. There was a third down where I tweeted out, it really got loud in here. Like, and I know the difference. I've sat in that seat for 23 years. I know what Ray Lewis dancing. I know what real sound is. I know what Welcome to the Jungle and Streets Have No Name. And I know every sound there is. It got old school for a minute. Because there's Chiefs fans everywhere, Dennis. Bobby Nick is rolling over in his grave. I mean, Chiefs fans sitting in his seats. It's gross. They paid $195 to sit there. God bless them. But I would say this, the kids that came and the young, I say kids because I'm 52, younger people had this experience. And when the game was over, I was in the press box. I could see how loud it was, right? I walked out of the press box. Dennis, if we win the AFC championship game, it won't be louder. It was an absolute raucous celebration of cock. I mean, I've never heard it louder walking out of the press box. And I've been there when they've won all sorts of games. It was insane Sunday night with the crowd.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that, Nestor, because it's time that the fan base does transition. You know, people like myself at 57, been through a ton of games, had a ton of great experiences at Memorial Stadium. And at M&T Bank Stadium. So it's nice to see the younger generation pick up the torch and carry it, right? We're the Ray Lewis generation. Let these young folks, you know, embrace Lamar Jackson and Patrick Queen and Justin Matabuke and Marlon Humphrey and all these great players that the Ravens have. And I tell you what, it is time to pass the torch on to this younger generation. And I'm glad that they're very loud, right? A lot of us, I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning. So to me, it's also these night games, these prime time games, they're great, you know, for the brand, great for the Ravens, but for the folks that have to get up and at a fast advancing age and go to work the next day, it's a talk task. And it's also easier to click the button when the game is off. And look, it's a different experience at home as it is at the stadium. You know that.
Well, if you're at home or at the stadium, you're on the WNST Coons 4 tech service. You probably got some updates during the game on concussion protocol and all that. You said something awesome, though. You said the words prime time. I want to promote my friends at Wise Markets because on Sunday, I went out for the signature crab cake. But we're waiting for the crab cake, and they're boiling the crabs, to steam the crabs, doing all this stuff. My wife's shopping. I look in the parking lot, and the guy comes walking up with a number 37 jersey on. I looked at the front of him, and I'm like, maybe he just likes the number 37. Maybe he was 37 years old and it was a gift. Or maybe it's the Deion Sanders jersey. He turned around. It was a primetime jersey. Really? And I'm like, awesome. You know, I'm like, great. That's cool. I saw two more of them at the game. I went to the game. I saw 37s. Like you said, primetime. And I'm like, oh, they're wearing it because it's a primetime game and it's in there their jersey go. And they got 30. How many jerseys in your closet? Be honest.
You know what? I'm going to say top of my head, 12 to 15. It's a whole bunch of them. And this year I received a gift in the offseason, number 78 with Villanueva in the back of it. And listen, he showed up big and he is not a right tackle. He's a left tackle. That's where he's comfortable. That's where he's, you know, it's like eating with your dominant hand. So he's back to his comfort level. And I still think it was a great signing because Ronnie Stanley's offseason, I mean, his injury notwithstanding, is the one he's coming back from. He misses 3 or 4 games a year. And with this run-heavy offense, I think Villanueva is a fantastic fit. And it was great to see him reestablish himself as a very, very good left tackle.
Harbaugh did not seem enthusiastic about Stanley in a way that would lead you to believe, oh, he's going to be okay. You know, we'll have some news, but it was more like, oh, we'll have some news. And with Harbaugh, he's the worst BSer. He's like, literally, he's terrible. He should have stopped lying and just, I've always said, well, just be honest. They're going to figure the injury stuff out anyway. We got gambling involved now. How hard is it just to say, I'm going to say something or I'm not going to say something? But he's always hissy about it. But even more so, he's somber about it when he's got the podium and the player is out there. It feels like Ronnie and if Ronnie Stanley's playing in week six, awesome. But I'm not expecting him to come back any quicker than Dobbins or any of the rest of these guys. And I've learned that with these injuries, Bateman too, Jimmy Smith. We'll see him when we see him. And until then, hey kid, Brandon Stevens, you go figure it out. Let's go win.
Hey, you know what? Next man up, and no team espouses that philosophy better than their Baltimore Ravens. They're certainly going to drop off in quality, but what grit on both sides of the ball, grit by the coaching staff. To me, when I think about Sunday night's game, the most dominant word that pops to my mind is grit. Just a gritty team, right down to when Harbaugh said, "Hey, Lamar, you know, you want to go for this?" And, you know, of course, Lamar wanted to go for it. And I saw, colon on there. I'm thinking, what's he doing there? What's TCC doing on there? And come to find out, it was his only play of the night, the extra offensive lineman. His only snap of the night. But what a big one it was. And it was the right call. Even if they didn't make it, Nestor, too much time left on the clock, three timeouts for the Chiefs. You knew they were going to come right down and score a field goal to put us away.
Dennis Colatzos is here. He will be here again on Thursday from 3 until 5, driving you home. Luke and I will be participating, as we always do. Fun that, you know, the last couple weeks, you and I have been goofing around with this. Your schedule, my schedule. Vegas, Monday night. We haven't been able to, like, get together at two different junctures, you know, two different points in the week, because I think the temperature changes, the injury reports have certainly changed. And then there's the league itself, right? Like, you look at this schedule and you say, the Raiders, they suck. Yeah, we go out there, tough road game, but we'll win. Kansas City won't be good. Maybe 1-1. Then we'll go to Detroit and we'll just steamroll them. And Denver, they kind of stink. And you look at the Colts and the Chargers. You put that W and that L in the columns when the schedule comes out. Then the reality sets in. But the reality is, at 1-1 right now with this kind of momentum, despite the health, there's a real expectation they'll go to Detroit and handle their business. But the real story to me is Bengals emerging. Browns, good. We'll see. I mean, Mayfield it got injured at one point. And I'm like, that changed their season rapidly, as it would ours. And then the Steelers, you know, hiccup. And it turns out maybe the Raiders don't stink, right? Maybe the Broncos are going to be tougher in a couple of weeks. So how this schedule goes and how we feel about the team and how we feel about the league, checking in twice a week is a good idea, I think.
Oh, it's definitely a week-to-week league, Nestor. And the late games Sunday, they all went right down to the wire. One went into overtime. The Titans taking down the Seahawks 33-30. And it's a league designed for these things to happen. It's a league designed for the outcome to be in doubt until the last, you know, play or two of the game. And that's why we love it so much. It's very unpredictable. You know, like you said, Vegas, maybe they're better than we thought they were. And the Steelers losing T.J. Watt to a groin injury. Don't know how long he's going to be out. These things happen. And with 17 games, I do think the extra game is significant and will definitely factor in terms of who makes the playoffs this year and who doesn't.
Any surprises for you, around the league? I mean, Dolphins getting crushed and their quarterback. I mean, the Titans looking bad, then looking good and not looking good and still winning in the end with the running back. It runs you over. This has been a little bit of 8 months of talk and bluster and then 2 weeks of real activity. And I said this to Luke. I don't love when we play like you. The primetime games, the thing I love about it, that I have always loved about it, especially when I was syndicated 20 years ago, is sitting around and watching the other games. You know, like, I really have liked that part. Now, I flew last Sunday, which was an anomaly to COVID, because I would have been in Vegas and it would have been a different experience in normal times. But I watched games on my couch last Sunday. I went to the airport, had it on my phone, had it in the plane, watching the Rams and the Bears, and in the airport in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I've been to New Mexico. So that's another argument. But this Sunday, even watching the three rival teams all play, having the Steelers play the Raiders, having Red Zone. I went over to the Hammer Jacks lot. Appreciation, everybody over there. The music was great. Weather was perfect. And the football experience isn't me watching the Ravens 1-4. It's me wanting to watch Thursday night football and wanting to see the Lions play on Monday night because they're on short rest and I want to scout up like how bad they might be, right? So there's all of that that the league brings you in. And I know for people that gamble, people that play fantasy, all of that, I'm old school. I like wins and losses, great players, great performances. That's why I watch. I don't have any habit with it other than pure entertainment, and it's been entertaining.
I tell you, I give you a lot of credit for putting me on the NFL Red Zone. I've never watched it before this year, and I've watched it now 2 weeks in a row. And
I'm
addicted. I'm hooked. It's just there's no better way to watch games when your team isn't playing, right? And the one striking thing league wide, Nestor, that I've seen is, does anybody play defense anymore? I mean, we're watching these crazy shootouts and 30-point games are commonplace, right, by both teams, and they're coming down to the wire, and every play matters, but it's a lot of fun, right? I'm thinking I'm liking these 36, 35 games better than 13 to 10 games like we used to have back in the old days.
Well, because I love telling you stories, and we have Rofo Coffee, and we talk coffee, Chad. I'm pulling into my condo at 1:05 at kickoff because I was out at Wise. We had the crab cake. By the way, have you ever had a Bell Garden sub?
Yes, I have. And I've also had a Wise crab cake too. They actually have very good crab cakes.
The crab cake was excellent. I mean, $6 crab cake. Rob was pitching me in on it. It was delicious. And I can hardly say for a $6 crab cake. And nobody's making it, you know, they sell jumbo lump for $38 a pound.
They do. But the pre-made crab cake in the air fryer is a home run if you're short on time. And
air fryer.
Air fried crab cakes. Yes, sir. Unbelievable.
Nice. I got to get an air fryer, dude.
Oh, you too.
I got to get an air fryer. So
they're cheap.
We're at Wise, and I had the Bell Garden sub, and there's a video on it. I never had it. It's like a broccoli. It's like a rob in the like. It's delicious. I had half of it left for Monday Night Football. So we left Wise a little later than I wanted to leave, and you know we rushed back. It was like 1:05, and you know I live at the harbor, and I pull up in the harbor, and there's a guy with a green number 2 jersey on, and it's one of those newfangled Jets jerseys that looks like from the Jetsons. It doesn't look like Richard Todd or Joe Namath. It doesn't even look like Joe Flacco to me, but it's this that freaky jersey they're wearing, and they suck. Nobody watches them. So the kid's jersey on the back says Wilson, and I'm like, Luke Wilson, Mr. Wilson, Flip Wilson, Wilson. It's one syllable. Zach Wilson. I came up to the condo, and I'm like, I got to get that kid's name. I'm Googling it. Zach Wilson. All right.
Zach.
Then he's from BYU. I look him up, and I kidded my wife. Like 10 minutes later, I'm like, I'm Flip Wilson. I'm Don Rickles. 10 minutes later, he's on like his third interception at that point.
Yep.
And I'm like, the kid still thinks he's at BYU. He thinks this is the whack. You're just going to throw the ball around. And by the way, Patrick Mahomes, $40 million a year. Lamar Jackson, $40 million a year. They both threw the most awful passes in the history of awful passes on the other night, right? Like, they threw Mahomes. That pick he threw was embarrassing.
Well, you know, and nobody was ragging on him, right? If Lamar does that, oh, look at the running back throwing a pick. And you're right. The pick that Mahomes threw was completely irresponsible.
Well, the first Lamar pick was just filthy bad.
Well, so was
the pick six.
The second was bad too. He threw it to triple coverage, but Mahomes in that situation, instead of eating the ball, taking the sack, throwing it into the ground. I mean, the way he threw it away, that's something a quarterback of his caliber should never do.
Dennis Kalatsos is here. He is with Coons Ford of Security Boulevard. You know that if you're in the market to buy, trade in, sell, pre-love, pre-own, you need some work done. Give Dennis a call, and of course, you can find him on Thursdays from 3 until 5. And again, on Sunday, true pregame this week with a 1 o'clock kickoff out in the Motor City. Anything you want to say specifically on Lamar thing? Because we ride this train, and as I said, I think I said this to you when we got together on your show last week, that he's capable of doing what he did. Now, whether he does it where the orchestra around him, he's also capable of throwing a pick six to start the game, right? And he's also capable of throwing a really bad triple coverage, just an awful pass. He's also capable of overthrowing Hollywood Brown on the second play of the game that would have been a touchdown. 9 out of 10 quarterbacks in the league make that pass, especially in the second play of the game. It's a timing play. It's something you've been practicing 80 times during the week. You feel like you're going to get the seam and get it open. You have to hit it. And he didn't hit it. So, but he's going to break ankles. He's the most competitive kid ever, right? Like, I mean, heart 10 times bigger than his body size. And the vaccine, you know, the off season, the irresponsibility of not being vaccinated, having his mother be his agent, which you love your mother. I love my mother.
A lot.
I would love your mother. You would love my mother. Our mothers would not be our agents no matter what, because we're grown-ups and we wouldn't do things that way. So there's a lot of stuff about the kid, right, in general. But the kid went out and slayed the giant, right? I mean, he beat the dragon up on Sunday night. And if there's ever a time to just say, praise Lamar Jackson on 3, 2, go, Dennis.
Yeah, this is the time to do it. And you know what? If he's sweating that 3% agent fee on $200 million, that's $6 million to protect his interests, it's money well spent. That's my advice to the young man, is get yourself an agent and get this thing done before you pop a knee and you never
call Ron Shapiro. Just give him $500,000 to negotiate
just
and have
do it. Just do the deal, right? Do the deal, protect your interests. But yeah, he is mercurial. He does things that no one else can do. And look, you got to take the bad with the good, right? There's a lot more good than bad. You know, he'll never be a Patrick Mahomes. He'll never have the accuracy of a, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. But when he runs with that ball, man, that's the difference. He's a running back. These other quarterbacks, they're looking to get out of bounds. They're looking to slide. He's looking to take it to the house. He's looking to run somebody over.
He's not a running back. He's a wide receiver. He's a punt returner.
He's amazing.
He's a punter. He's Devin Hester in space. Because what I say, and we can have at it all day with schemes and all of that and how you're going to stop him, but it is a street. It's rugby, right? Like, literally, he takes the snap, jukes left, freezes guys, jukes right, freezes guys. Now it's a punt. It literally, it's a helmet on helmet, trip, fall. Which way can I make you move? He has the ability, I think, to see other players' eyes or their feet. And he's measuring things because he's been doing this since he was 8 years old. And I had kids in the neighborhood that we could never tackle. They weren't the fastest. You just couldn't tackle them. They had some ability to see your shoulder move in on them, and they could break the other way like Barry Sanders. And he has that ability to see things in the way Ray Lewis saw things. The good ones see things. He sees the game differently, and it feels like a punt every time he has the ball, and it feels like good luck getting him down.
Yeah, he is amazing, impossible to scheme against, impossible to defend, which we got to go back to that narrative a few weeks ago that the league has figured him out. You can't figure something out. It hasn't figured itself out. He doesn't know what he's going to do when he tucks that ball in. He doesn't have a pre-planned route. He's going to react, like you said, to what the defense is doing. He's going to slide. He's going to slip. And boy, oh boy, he is a lot of fun to watch, man. I tell you what, he is must-see television.
Sell some cars. What's going on out there at Coons Ford Security Boulevard?
Hey, we're giving away free Ravens flags that you can put on your car here at Coons Ford Security Boulevard. Anybody can come in at any time. You don't have to test drive a car. You don't have to buy a car, though we'd like for you to. But if you stop by and say hello, we'll give you a free Ravens, a couple of Ravens flags for your car. That's what's going on over here at Security Boulevard.
So we're back into flag season, are we?
Flag season, baby. Let's go. Yes.
It all started 20 years ago, right? 20 years ago, the flags all went up, right? We couldn't say the P word even then. Right. Now we've beaten the Chiefs. Those who don't believe have to believe all of a sudden, right? And now all you need to do is go on the road and win these games and come back here into October. And everything is sitting there, as Coach Billick said 20 years ago. It's just sitting there. All you got to do is go win.
Everyone in the division is 1-1, Nestor. So you're right. Everybody is right there. And it's a week-to-week league. It's a league of attrition. And look, the strongest survive. It's football is the ultimate Darwinian sport, right? And so you have to like our chances two games into the season.
Dennis Goulatsos will be here on Thursday from 3 until 5. And again, on Sunday morning, you can find him between now and then. Working out at Security Boulevard, Coons Baltimore Forward. You can stop by there and stop across the street and see our friends at Wise as well. We appreciate you, man. Have a great week. I'll see you on Thursday, okay?
Thanks so much, Nestor.
All right.
It.
Lamar Jackson winning football games, keeping it exciting around here. Been a long time since we've won a big game around here. So taking all the strain off the Baltimore Orioles, but I won't let them hide. Don't worry about that. Terps off to a great start as well. Got plenty of stuff going on. We sat down with Johnny O at Costas on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this week. We're at Greenmount Station, Hampstead. All of it brought to you, of course, by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Each and every Friday, Mayor Brandon Scott with us at Coco's on October the 8th. I'll be putting the whole schedule out as it goes along. A crab cake every Friday on Purple Friday. And as Rob Santoni texts me from Wise Markets late into the night, that was a good luck $6 signature crab cake at Wise. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.